Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
SS.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 8:49 here on this Tuesday morning on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball, Kansas 91, Iowa State 71.
Two.
City Council will discuss plans for the former Clapp Golf Course site in southeast Wichita.
One.
Boy Scouts file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, facing a wave of sex abuse cases. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Seeing a bit of a traffic tie-up around the North Junction right now. Things just running a little bit slow. Eastbound on K-96, and it's from I-135 over to right around Hillside at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy and cooler today with a high of 46 degrees after yesterday's high of 67. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 27. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow's high, 40 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy, 31 degrees, and we have a north wind at 13 miles per hour. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted, and with the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Does the state of Kansas need to legalize year-round fireworks sales? There is a bill that's been introduced in Topeka to authorize year-round fireworks sales. Maybe, but can we take care of important issues first? That gets 20% of the vote.
Okay, not much.
No, 40%. Yes, 40%. So
yep, so one of those great issues that everybody is just completely split down the middle on.
Split down the middle on that, on fireworks around year-round. All right, it's 8:51, Steve and Ted, a rock group's connection to WSU. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, WSU Tech continues to rock on with the help of Metallica. WSU Tech now a repeat recipient of training funds from the rock group. The group operates All Within My Hands Foundation. It's a $50,000 grant from the Metallica Scholars Initiative. It's one of 15 schools chosen nationwide. The first year, WSU Tech got $100,000. It was used to promote training for women in manufacturing. A new law firm has moved into the Farm Credit Building downtown. Sylvia Penner and Jeffrey Lowe have formed their own firm, the Penner Lowe Law Group. Penner practiced at Fleece & Gouin Colson & Kitch. Lowe worked at Stinson, Lasswell & Wilson. They'll practice criminal defense, personal injury, workers' comp, civil litigation, estate planning, and family business law. And the United States is accusing the Huawei company of China of stealing technology from six U.S. companies. The prosecutors are alleging that Huawei is a criminal enterprise. They also say the company violated sanctions and made false statements to the FBI. The U.S. banned American companies from selling equipment to Huawei without a license. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today is a National Drink Wine Day. I don't know where you're on this. I've heard that it's good for your health. I mean, it could lower risk of liver disease or type 2 diabetes, certain kinds of cancers, heart attack, stroke.
Right.
It's said that it can reduce the bad cholesterol, the LDL, and increase the good cholesterol, the HDL. So a lot of people say, hey, drink a little glass of wine every day, and you'll be okay.
But you can overdo it a little bit.
Can you? Have
yeah,
you?
I,
have you?
I, have I? No, not on wine.
Not on wine.
That's for sure.
About one glass.
No, I think I've seen you over on the patio at St. George's Bistro over there, you know, with your little beret on.
That's right. And
Bill?
Sipping the wine. Oh, yeah, I think that's
pencil
him.
Pencil mustache.
Yeah. You know, it brings up something else. Well, I was in France several years ago. My wife and I went over to visit my son when he was in Germany. We went across France, and I was tempted to buy a little beret to wear, but my wife said it probably wouldn't be a good look for me. What do you think?
I don't know. I think you might look pretty good in a beret.
Ted, what do you think?
Jaunty look on you.
Would you jaunty.
Yeah, I like that. Jaunty, perfect.
Jaunty, okay. I probably won't do that. Big night for Shelley and me last night. We went out to, you know, St. Shelley took her out to a ball game. The 7th grade girls playing for St. Elizabeth Ann Seton playing in the tournament
nice.
Out there at the at the church out there in Goddard, and so our granddaughters were playing, so we hustled on out there, and my gosh, it was about dinner time, so I bought a couple of hot dogs, and that was our dinner last night.
Hey.
Tell you what, like I told Ted earlier, I know the way to show a woman a good time. Seventh grade girls basketball and a hot dog.
Hot dog, wow.
Yeah, let's hope that's not a euphemism.
Okay. We have, of course, I don't know if you missed, you probably missed this a while ago because it went by pretty quick, but Ted is celebrating Yoko Ono's birthday today. How old is she, Ted?
87.
87 years old.
87 years young.
Now, she was married to which one of the Beatles, Ted? Was it Lennon?
John Lennon.
What was the I thought that guy was fairly sharp. What happened there? Did he just go off the
They were in love. He found the love of it. He
was
found his soulmate.
In love, you bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Yoko Ono.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of that song? Her big hit.
What? Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. How about that, Bill?
Oh my!
You big Yoko fan growing up there in Kansas City?
I could go the rest of my life and not hear kiss, kiss, kiss. Oh, there it is. Oh my God. You could get arrested for polluting the airwaves,
this
there,
just,
buddy.
This just kills me. The talent's going here. Kiss, kiss, kiss. All right, you guys should probably try to do that at Gridiron this year, Ted.
It's a real toe-tapper.
Yoko Ono.
A tribute to Yoko Ono.
How old is she today again?
87.
You know, it's only three words for that. Bless her heart,
yeah,
right?
Bless her heart.
All right, thank you, guys. Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock, the Glenn Beck program. Rudy Giuliani's going to be on. Talk about
really?
Investigating Hunter Biden. So that's coming up at Glenn Beck. And at the top of the hour, Wichita City Council. We'll look at finances today. We've got news at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock this morning as well. So keep it right here. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita, now partly cloudy and 31 degrees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.